It's time to make it count. We give professionals the knowledge, mindset, and habits to win at work and at home. I'm Freddie Bennett, Guinness World Record holder, business owner, adventurer, and author, giving you the tools to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed. The clock is ticking, so let's go and make it count. Welcome to another episode of the Professional Superheroes mini-series of Make It Count. I am Freddie Bennett, and this episode is all about the confidence paradox. Now, confidence is such an intriguing subject. So many of the businesses and the professionals that I talk to say to me, I wish I had more confidence. We want more confidence in ourselves. We want more confidence in meetings. We want more confidence to set better boundaries, to speak up, to get what we know we deserve. All these things. Confidence always feels like a massive stumbling point. Now, believe me, I am speaking from experience here. I always used to struggle with confidence in my career and my business. And I've called this episode the confidence paradox because that's what it felt like. Because I know when you're feeling low on confidence, when you're feeling down, when you doubt yourself, when you question yourself, when you're feeling like an imposter, having someone coming up to you, be it a colleague, a boss, a client, or whoever, and just say to you, you should be a bit more confident, really doesn't help. In fact, that was the worst thing that people could say to me when I was feeling low on confidence. Having someone say to me, just be confident, or just fake it till you make it, or just do the thing anyway, really didn't help me. And that is part of the reason why I created Professional Superheroes, was because I wanted to give people real knowledge, habits, and mindset tactics to actually be able to create confidence. Now, here's a quick low confidence story from my career. It was a few years ago, I had a meeting with a very high up client. He was a CEO of an international organization, and I was terrified of this guy. And I was dreading the meeting. It was one of those meetings where you wake up and your first thought is, oh no, I've got that meeting today. I was feeling sick to my stomach, and you say to yourself, hopefully it won't be that bad. Well, I got into the meeting and it was worse than I feared. To cut a long story short, the client threw the report that I'd created across the table to me, and he said words to the effect of, do you think I am freaking stupid? Even though he was a lot more colourful in his choice of language. And what happened? First, I had the physical reactions of no confidence. So I had the sweaty palms, I had the shaking limbs, I had the trembling high voice. And let's face it, I ain't Barry White on the best of days. My voice was even higher. My mind went blank. So all of these confidence hacks that people told about totally deserted me. All I wanted to do was get to the end of the meeting. I would say anything. I would agree to anything. I would say yes to whatever I had to say yes to, just so I could get the meeting over, so I could escape that meeting room and end the interaction as quickly as possible. So I pretty much cried in the toilets after that meeting, not my finest hour. And I did what I was supposed to do, and I sought some feedback, and then I got that wonderful feedback from my boss. Oh, just be more confident. Just fake it till you make it, which wasn't very helpful. So what did I do? I tried to do what any upstanding professional wants to do. I tried to get some more training. I tried to get some more knowledge. I read some books on confidence. I listened to some podcasts on confidence. I think I even watched a confidence webinar at one stage. And I tried to basically solve my confidence problem through learning information. But the only problem is, because this didn't really help me, my confidence didn't improve. And then the next time I had a bad meeting or a bad interaction or sometime when my confidence took another knock, I went into this downward spiral and I got more confidence hits and more confidence hits. And then confidence is one of those things where the less confidence you have, the less confidence you feel. Then when something negative happens to us, that reinforces the notion that we have no confidence. And then I took the next step in this downward spiral, which was hiding and avoidance behaviours. Now, we've all had this. When we are feeling low on confidence, we will shy away from the meeting. Or we'll say to someone, oh, no, you go and present. You do the writing. You lead this meeting. I'll just sit back. So then we start opting out of taking those leadership roles that we know that we really want and we know that we're capable of doing. Or when it comes to calling up a client, again, we'll opt out of it. We'll say to ourselves, oh, they're probably busy, or it's 4 o'clock on a Thursday. I'm sure they won't answer, so I'll just leave it until Monday. When we're feeling low on confidence, as I felt, then when we hit the bottom of this downward spiral, then we do start to go into these avoidance behaviours. So you can always recognise in yourself when you're starting to avoid the things that you know you should be doing, that is usually a sign that you're lacking in confidence in that area. So this is where I want to smash that confidence paradox. I want to give you some tools and tactics that you can use in the moment to be more confident. And the first of these is really shining a light on our confidence narrative. Now, we all have an internal confidence narrative. Now, the internal confidence narrative is where we put our confidence on the other side of the result. So here's some examples for you. We say to ourselves, when I get promoted, then I will be more confident. When I earn 6 figures, then I will be more confident. When I lose 20 kilos, then I will be more confident. When I find a relationship, then I'll be more confident. When I'm a parent, then I'll be more confident. Our internal narrative is that we put confidence after the success. And that's where the paradox comes about, because we think, when I get this thing, then I'll be more confident. But I can't get that thing because I don't have the confidence to go after it. And that's when we feel so overwhelmed and so stuck. And this makes confidence illusory. That's one of my favorite words, illusory. Illusory means that we're always chasing something, and the more we chase it, the more it moves away from us. Happiness is the same thing. The more we chase it, the more it moves away from us. Confidence, the more we chase it, the more it moves away from us. So even when we achieve the success that we seek, then we move the goalposts. So we say to ourselves, I had this. When I make director, then I'll be confident. I made director, I felt more confident for probably about a day. And then I said to myself, oh, hang on, when I make partner, then I'll be confident. Or when I earn this much money, then I'll be confident. But then I looked at someone else who was earning more money and I thought, oh, no, really, I'm nothing. I'm not going to be confident until I earn what that person's earning. Or when I lose the weight, then I'll be confident. And then I hit the target weight. I look at someone who is in even better shape than me. And I'd say, oh, no, when I look like them, I'll be more confident. That is why confidence is illusory. We are always chasing it. This means that confidence is a game of hide and seek that we can never win. Now, next thing I want to talk about in the confidence paradox is confidence creation. Because so many articles, so many LinkedIn posts, so many books on confidence are written. But if I was to ask you, how do you create more confidence in your life, or how could you create more confidence in your life, you'd probably say something around positive affirmations, or writing down my strengths, or reminding myself of successes I've had in my past, or putting in lots of practice and learning and being more confident in my skill set. Now, these are all great answers, but they don't help you in the moment. They don't help you literally in that second when you're in that meeting room, or you're about to walk on the stage, or you're about to have the conversation, or you're about to step up and you need that confidence right there, right then. How do you get the confidence literally in the moment? And that's what I wanted to share with you. And it took me a long time to discover this. But what if I told you that you don't need confidence? What if I told you that everything you wanted to create in your career and in your life, you could create while you were feeling insecure and while you were feeling scared? Let's go a bit deeper here. What if I told you right now that you will never, ever be more confident than you are right now listening to me? So it doesn't matter what I say to you from now on. It doesn't matter what books you read. It doesn't matter what anyone says to you in the future. You will never be more confident than you are right now. So what do you do Do you just give up on your hopes and your dreams? All these things that you've been putting off while you've been waiting for the confidence, do you just give up on them? Or do you say, confidence be damned? I'm going to have to decide to proceed anyway. If confidence is never going to show up, then I have to actually just move forward and keep going towards my goals, even though I might doubt myself. This is about deciding to proceed if confidence never shows up. And how do we do this? Well, we have to accept ourselves for the flawed professionals that we all are. You know what? I talk about professional superheroes a lot, and we sometimes fall into the trap of thinking the superhero is someone who is perfect. But that's not true. The superhero is flawed. The superhero has failed so many times in the past. But a superhero is a victim who decided to go on a journey of transformation. And when we go on that journey of transformation towards our goals, we have to assume that we are going to feel anxious. We are going to doubt ourselves. So if you could ask yourself, what if confidence never shows up? What would you do then? How would you succeed in your role at work? How would you move forward? How would you live your life? You would have to find a way to move forward without confidence. And that's what we can do. That's what we can do in our lives and our careers. We can accept that confidence won't show up, so I'm going to have to move forward anyway. And this is the crazy lesson that I learned. You know what? We don't actually need more self-confidence. We need less attachment to other people's approval. And yes, I will say that for you one more time. You do not need more self-confidence. You need less attachment to other people's approval. This is about acknowledging that you can achieve all of the things that you want to achieve, even if fear shows up, even if anxiety shows up, even if imposter syndrome shows up. Because we typically try to create confidence the wrong way round. We're trying to create confidence from the outside in, when in fact, the opposite is true. When we try to create confidence the outside in, we're saying, when I achieve this thing, then my life will become easier. When I achieve the promotion, then my life will be easier because I'll be more confident. It isn't like that. Confidence comes from within, and then we project that confidence into the outside world. We create the confidence from within by accepting ourselves as being flawed, as not being perfect. But that's okay, because really, we do not give a shit about other people's approval. And giving a shit about other people's approval is a dangerous thing. Thinking we need approval from other people is a false belief. And now when we start to believe this false belief, that's a dangerous thing, because we start to second guess ourselves. We start to tell ourselves, well, I might not be confident to do this thing, so I probably just shouldn't do it anyway. We start to hide within ourselves. We start to think, well, if I can't do it, then I'm not even going to try. That's when we cancel our potential. We keep our talents hidden and we start playing small because it's easier. That's when we start creating these conditions around confidence. We start telling ourselves, well, I'm not confident presenting, or I'm not confident in a sales situation. I'm not confident doing this thing. It's all bullshit. It's all a narrative that we tell ourselves to keep ourselves safe. That is why we mistakenly place our confidence in external things. We place our confidence in a job title, in a number in a bank account, in a car, in a relationship, in the clothes that we wear, in a set of golf clubs. And that's when we become terrified of losing these external things, because we have attached our confidence to them. One of my favorite phrases, if you are afraid of losing something, you're letting that thing control you. Yes, I will say that again. If you're afraid of losing something, you're letting that thing control you, and you're letting that thing control you because you are relying upon it for your confidence, because your confidence is attached to external things. And I'll tell you, here's a way to prove that confidence is an inside job. We get our confidence from within. There are three levels of confidence. Quick pause to tell you something that I am so excited about. I have launched the Professional Superheroes Mastermind Group. This is where professionals work directly with me to develop the knowledge, habits, and mindset to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. There is nothing like this on the planet. It is mind-blowing how much fun this is and just how big a shift people are experiencing. We turn you into the professional superhero that you were always meant to be. If you want more information and to join, then drop me an email at hello@freddiembennett.com. That's hello@FREDDIEM for mindset, BENNETT.com. I can't wait to see you in there. Now, let's get back to the episode. Level one, confidence, is when we say to ourselves, I'll be confident when. So as we were saying earlier, I'll be confident when I get the pay rise. I'll be confident when I get the directorship. I'll be confident when I get married. All these things. That's level one confidence. I will only be confident when this thing happens. Level two of confidence is when we're saying, I'm confident because. So I'm confident because I'm a director at a prestigious firm. I'm confident because I drive an Audi. I'm confident because I have 12% body fat. I'm confident because I have this amazing relationship that I put on Instagram. We're always attaching our confidence to something. And this is dangerous, this level two confidence, because as you can probably tell, if you lose that thing that you've attached all your confidence to, that's when your confidence disappears. You see this a lot with professional athletes, for example, or people in senior roles at big organizations. I'm confident because I'm a professional soccer player. I'm confident because I'm a CEO of a global multinational organization. And then if they get injured in that professional sports role, or if they retire from that leadership role, then their confidence falls apart. So that's usually when they seek other external things for their confidence, usually involving alcohol, drugs, or some other type of vice. And that's why we see so many people fall apart when they lose this thing that they've attached so much confidence to. And then there is level three confidence. And this is when we're saying, I am confident. Full stop. This is when confidence is at its best. And this is confidence at its best because this is unconditional confidence. When we're level three confidence, we're just saying, I'm confident. Doesn't matter what's going to happen in my future. Doesn't matter what's happening in my present. Doesn't matter what car I've got. Doesn't matter what's in my bank account. Doesn't matter what my LinkedIn profile is saying. I am confident. This is true unconditional confidence. Now, unconditional confidence is difficult to create because this means truly accepting ourselves for the people that we are. As I said earlier, this is about accepting that we're not all perfect. We're not all this amazing figure that never has any flaws, never has any challenges, never has any problems. It's actually showing our full selves to the world. Because usually we hide half of ourselves from the world. We all have these traits. We might think, oh, I'm a bit lazy, or I'm really bad at timekeeping, or I'm really messy, or I'm disorganized, or I'm this, or I'm that. And we try and hide this aspect from the people around us. And the more of us we try to hide, the harder it is to actually be ourselves, the harder it is to be confident. We mistakenly believe that if we keep our flaws hidden, then we will be more confident. But this isn't the case. We only gain confidence when we accept and integrate the flawed part of ourselves. The key to self-confidence isn't the absence of flaws. It's the radical self-acceptance of our flaws. And another aspect of confidence that I want to share with you really quickly, it's about keeping the promises we make to ourselves. Now, you may not know this, but the word confidence comes from the Latin word confidere, which I then believe went into French, confidere. Apologies for the accents there. Clearly, languages are not my strong point. The word confidere is split into two parts. You have con and fidèle. Con means expressing intensive force, and fidèle means trust. So what does this mean? Confidence is literally translated as intense trust. Confidence happens when we do what we say we're going to do. When we say what we're going to do, that is when we start to trust ourselves. So many times in my career and in my life, I haven't had confidence in myself because I haven't been able to trust myself. So if you want to build your own confidence, then you need to build this intense trust in yourself. You build intense trust in yourself when you start keeping the promises that you make to yourself. Confidence happens when we do what we say we're going to do. So every time we keep the promises we make to ourselves, it's like putting another dollar into the confidence bank. So every day, with your clients, in your career, in your home life, in every aspect of your existence, every day we're faced with choices. Am I going to do what I said I was going to do, or am I going to take the easy option? I said I was going to get up early in the morning and go for a run. Did I do it, or did I stay in bed? I said I was going to call that really difficult client today. Am I going to do it, or am I going to tell myself they're busy? I said I was going to volunteer to run that meeting I've never run before. Am I going to do it, or am I going to sit on the sideline and say, no, you go and run it. I'll maybe do the next one. Confidence, this intense trust in ourselves, appears when we start keeping the promises we make to ourselves. When we start moving towards growth, and that involves making the uncomfortable decision. So we always face these decision points. Do I move towards growth and do what I said I was going to do? Or do I move towards comfort and just take that path of least resistance because it feels easy? And every time you choose the path of growth, then your confidence will always increase. Now, here's the really interesting part of this. We look at someone who's achieved things in their career, or we look at someone who's been on a weight loss journey, or we look at someone who's achieved anything and we think, oh, wow, they're really confident. They must be confident because they've achieved that goal. It isn't the case. They're not confident because they've achieved the goal. They're confident because they made all those micro decisions on the journey towards that goal. Every single day, they made the choice of moving towards growth rather than moving towards confidence. They chose the healthy option. They chose to call the client even though they didn't want to do it. They chose to go for the run even though they didn't want to do it. They chose that difficult work project even though they doubted themselves. That's why they feel more confident, because every single day they know that they were putting another dollar in their confidence bank and that helped them achieve the goal. That's why confidence is such a paradox, because we're all waiting for confidence to appear before we take the action. But what really happens is that we have to take the action anyway, even though we don't feel confident. And that is when we achieve the goal that we seek. And that is why, my friend, you already have all of the confidence that you need. You just need to challenge your thoughts. So the next time you want to start moving towards your goal, you can challenge yourself to say, am I choosing the path of growth, or am I choosing the path of comfort? And if you can choose that path of growth time and time again, then you will be free. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Professional Superheroes mini-series of Make It Count. This has been all about the confidence paradox. That's what I love to do here in Professional Superheroes and in the Professional Superheroes Mastermind, is giving totally new perspectives to help challenge everybody's thinking, because we all get stuck in certain thought patterns, certain thought processes, and that's when we start to feel overwhelmed. And that's why I hate it when a lack of confidence can mistakenly hold us back, but you already have all of the confidence you need. So go on now from this episode and start taking action today. I'm Freddie Bennett. This has been Professional Superheroes. I will see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to another show-stopping episode of Make It Count. I would love it if you could give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and share this podcast with the world. I am on a mission to get professionals unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. You can join our free Make It Count community click the link in the show notes. And you can also follow all of my adventures on Instagram at the Freddie Bennett. Well, for now, we made it count once again. I've been Freddie Bennett, you have been amazing, and I will see you on the other side.